have their own agenda. So I have it all figured out. I did the best I could. But now the energies want to guide me where it's like all those plans, all that planning, but that's not actually what I ultimately end up doing, because now the energies have arrived and they're serving me best. They're serving me best. So you're really learning how to travel with a smile, meaning like you're really learning how to let go and let God, really. But when I'm receiving you, you are really learning how to let go and let God, to like really allow that God self to strengthen your core, to strengthen your very essence, and allow it to serve you, to teach you, to instruct you. So this would be where I planned on saying no, but then suddenly I'm saying yes. I planned on not calling them, and here I am picking up the phone. Like, you're just really allowing that higher guidance to guide you, to live through you as you. And they're saying it's a must, because they're reminding you that you're arriving early. So it's sort of like, when I'm looking at you, you're finishing out 3D, and you're kind of walking out of that performance into your new love's arrival. So it's sort of like they have the car waiting for you, because now you're going across the street and you're going into the 5D establishment. So you want to realize that it's sort of like you're ending a cycle and you're moving into a new cycle. You're moving into a new consciousness. You're moving into a new establishment. And the world works differently. So how you operate is different. That's what they're helping you receive. That's what they're helping you arrive at. And the more you can be spontaneous, or the more you could be, they're saying subject to good measure. But in other words, I had it all figured out, and suddenly, well, that goes out the window. Because when I say that goes out the window, it's because you're well adjusted. In other words, it's because you're singing a new song. It's because you're reaching a higher branch. So it's a little bit like, for me, when I just have resentment. I mean, I do. I just have resentment, and I know I have it, and I know I have it. And with having it, this is what I think. And then when I move to a higher frequency and the resentment's gone, well, all that thinking just doesn't even matter, because it's not even part of my reality anymore. That's what you're doing, and you're learning to do that exceptionally well. So you just want to understand how there's going to be considerable twist of fate, where at a moment's notice, love arrives. And then once love arrives, love takes hold. Love takes full possession. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Heather.
It's super good. I mean, it is just super good. When you say Heather, I get heavy. And we're not talking about physical weight. We're talking about like the heaviness of all the knowledge, of all the mind, of all the constriction. It's sort of like, I don't need to carry that anymore. So when they talk about, like, you know, that Christian phrase, like a new being in Christ, they actually meant you. They actually meant you, where you're learning to sing a new song. You're learning to sing like from a new song sheet. And it really is heavenly. And you're going to find that all the stuff that you couldn't figure out in the mental, if your life depended on it, it's like you're going to know every note, because you're considering the sunshine. You're considering the new engagement. You're considering the light. So when I'm looking at you, you're still playing. It's almost like, you know, we just got a new membership at the new golf course across the street. Well, you know, but I have my steady gang, so let me just like finish out, you know, these rounds, and, you know, we'll have lunch, and then we'll go over to the next thing, you know, next Sunday or whatever. That's what you're doing. You're finishing it out because you're on your way to your new adjustment. Say your name again, my love.
Heather.
Light. Light, 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 light. Light is a feather. Light is a feather. So when I say light is a feather, it's sort of like your higher self can come in and suggest. Your higher self can come in and help you change your mind. And the card, of course, I have is light, because that's what you're responding to. So it's a little bit like, what it reminds me of is when people, beings, masters, whatever, have satsang where, what are we going to discuss tonight? Well, they don't know. They don't know because they don't have to know anything. So it's A Course in Miracles, like lead me, tell me what to say when I get there. This is not, by the way, regarding specific your singing bowls. This is like across the board. This is really across the board because your I Am Presence, your divine self, wants to play through you, wants to communicate through you. So the more, gosh, it just reminds me of a conversation I had with a friend, and he was sending me all this, I don't know, he's Catholic, so saying this says this today and whatever. It's all very saints and churchy kind of stuff. Beautiful, but very wordy. But at the end of the day, I write him back and I'm like, so less me and more thee. Because at the end of the day, that's basically what they were saying. That's what you're entitled to. So when I'm receiving you, you have access to great light now. You're learning to empower yourself with that light. You're learning to allow that light to guide you. You're learning to allow that light to be present as you. Say your name again, my love.
Heather.
Super good. When you say Heather, I still get heavy. So heavy is your own agenda, your own ways, your own planning. Not to say that you shouldn't do all that, but really allow the light to be your primary. So the light can switch at any old time at once, and you're ready to join in with it because you're ready to come alive, passion ignited. It is so good. It is so, so, so good. Say your name one last time.
Heather.
New way. New way, new day. New day, new way. Anything where you really hold that, it's going to help you so much. When I'm looking at you, if you can remember how we go in and out of dimensional realities like all day long, every day, that's when you're going to start twist. They're saying you're going to twist and shout. So in other words, in a millisecond, it's sort of like new reality, new light, and just like allow yourself that metamorphosis. It's so, so good. That is your message, just clear as day. And I hope that helps. Did you have a question this evening?
Well, yes, it's kind of interesting because in some ways it feels like a message because I do that day all day. And now the heaviness is that I know I'm going through something and I'm always worked on, visited, but they won't tell me who's here. So that can feel frustrating. So some of the heaviness could be I've been in integrated mode, Lisa, in a way. Other thing has been like belly. If they want to tell me what's happening with the whole intestine and stomach, because I backed off. I had a fasting day yesterday, which that was the message at hand. But I know there's a million other things that I'm trying to have a rocket all the while. It does feel like what else is going on, AKA, and it shows up in weird things like this technology right now and other areas. So there's a bit of a discombobulation. And you mentioned about the bowls and the schedules. I have nothing on the calendar because I'm such in a flow that there's just, it's open. It's an open book, and that it's an open book. So I'm not exactly sure what to say.
Okay.
Well, they can help me. Good.
Sure. I missed a couple words you said, but we got the gist of it. Say your name again, my love.
Heather.
Well, I'm going to say it this way. When we talked about what the heaviness is, your job is to serve the light.
Right.
So the heaviness is all the other things that we need to serve. The more that you remember, you're being guided higher is what it is. It's so good.
Right.
So the more that you remember, your job is really to serve the light regardless. There's something where you're going to be demonstrated to. There's something where you're going to be suggested. There's something where you're going to be promoted. There's something where you're going to be lifted up and stirred and set rightly. So it's like pledging, and I know you, like I'm thinking, I know she does this, but you don't do this in the way that you're about to, is what I want to say to you. Where you and the light really become one is the only way I can explain it, where you just turn yourself on. In other words, it just reminds me of Yogananda, who just walks around serving God all day long. I mean, and he just really serves God. So you and I and all these other beautiful beings of light, we're serving the light, but we're also serving our past prejudice. In other words, like we still have a foot in 3D, we're still in our programming, trying to find our way out of the matrix, while we're experiencing heaven. So we're kind of doing both. We've got one hand here, we're opening and one hand here. So what they're helping you to do is to make the shift permanently, where you're really opening up to love's degree, where you're opening up to your light, you're opening up to your sunshine. And how do I want to say that? Where you never miss. In the best way to explain it, receiving you, is it's sort of like, I'm going to use the word God, but when you open up to that God presence, we can't conceive of how we can experience that continuously, which is the reason I bring up Yogananda, because obviously he did. And of course, we are going to also. So that's going to be the increase. That's going to be the upgrade. Now, you may come back and say to me, but Nicole, I'm already experiencing it. And I wouldn't doubt that knowing you. But what I do know is you're about to shine beyond your present establishment. So if you are experiencing that, well, then hold on to your skirt, because you're about to go higher is all I know. You're definitely about to go higher. You're being escorted. You're being guided. You're being supported. You're being prompted. So strengthening bonds, love. So just think about how we're all in the process of moving from 3D to 5D. That's literally sitting in your lap. That's literally sitting in your lap. So the more that you can open up to that light and really establish that, like on a quantum level, where it's like my expanded existence permeates my field now generously, your life's going to be transformed, is really what I want to say to you. Say your name again, my love.
Heather.
Gosh, I just think of my own life, so to say this to you. You got your hands in too many cookie jars. Not to say that you shouldn't be doing everything you're doing. So I'm not saying not to call your relatives, your friends, whatever. I don't mean that. But make sure that, I'm going to use the word light, so whatever your word would be, but make sure the light is primary. So in English, it's like you're always answering to the light. You're always answering to God. There's something about that relationship between you and that light that's being fully restored, that really wants to take over. It's so good when I'm looking at you. You've got a blast on and the buttons are popping because your energy is expanding so much. So those buttons are doop, boop, 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 boop. Recognition and reward. It's you're being called. I mean, just think about it. How crazy is the world getting? How much more crazy does it need to get for us to be like, ready, here we go. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Heather.
It's super good.
It does feel like an initiation, like one more birthing canal process of some sort. Does that Makes sense.
Absolutely. I see you smiling. It's super good. You nail it. I just see you smiling and you're looking at me and it's like, I did it. I'm like, I know.
Right.
Yeah, it's super good. I hope that helps, sweetheart.
It does. And it's, I guess the reminder is sticking to true self.
Yeah. I just really feel like, you know, I'm just devoted to, I mean, just think of Ram Dass or someone where it's like, he's just devoted no matter what. He's following his guru. He's devoted. There's something where you're just signing your like divine contract. It's like, okay, it's really time. You don't have to give up anything materially. You don't have to give up your friendships, but it's like an intuitive engagement where you're signing on promptly. Super good.
Cool. All right. Thank you so much.
Mwah. You're so welcome.
Mwah. Thank you.
Indeed. We surround each with light, love, and true understanding. So that true understanding is truly understanding ourselves, truly understanding our light, our power. So we are all the leaders of bringing in the new consciousness. And that's what basically what they're saying, that we don't understand exactly our incredible significance. So much love to everyone. Thanks for joining. We'll be back Sunday at 10 a.m. And welcome, Benny, to the family. Much love, everyone. Have a good evening.